Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the beautifulness that is human connection. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster when it comes to relationships? One minute you're totally smitten, the next you're freaking out about abandonment. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into attachment, anxiety, and avoidance, those sneaky patterns that can make dating, friendships, and even family dynamics feel more like a minefield than a meadow of love. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or wine, no judgment, get comfy, and let's unpack this together. First things first, let's talk about the big picture. You see, our early experiences with caregivers shape how we relate to others throughout our lives. If we felt safe, secure, and loved as children, chances are we developed a secure attachment style, the gold standard. But if those early bonds were inconsistent or shaky, well, that can lead to anxiety or avoidance patterns. Attachment anxiety is all about fearing rejection and abandonment. Picture this. You texting your crush, waiting for their reply, and every unanswered message sends your heart racing. You crave constant reassurance and might even get jealous easily because your brain is screaming, "They might leave me." This isn't your fault, it's a learned pattern based on past experiences, but understanding it is the first step to healing. On the other side of the coin, we have attachment avoidance. These folks tend to pull back emotionally, valuing independence and self-reliance above all else. They might appear cool and collected, even when they're hurting, because deep down, vulnerability feels scary. You know that friend who always says, "I'm fine," even when you can tell something is up? Yeah, that could be attachment avoidance in action. Think of it like this. Anxiety is all about wanting closeness but fearing rejection, while avoidance is about wanting distance to protect yourself from getting hurt. Both patterns are rooted in the same place of desire for safety and connection, just expressed in different ways. So what can we do about these attachment styles? Well, the good news is, with self-awareness and conscious effort, we can absolutely heal. It's like learning to rewire your brain. You'll start by recognizing your triggers, understanding your fears, and developing healthier communication patterns. Therapy can be a game changer here, a safe space to unpack those deep-seated beliefs and learn coping mechanisms. But remember, healing isn't about becoming someone else, it's about becoming the best version of yourself. Embrace your vulnerabilities, set healthy boundaries, and learn to trust again. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was in this whirlwind relationship with someone who was super charming but also emotionally unavailable. You know the type, they'd shower you with attention one minute, then disappear for days without explanation. It was like emotional whiplash. My anxiety went through the roof, constantly wondering if they were going to leave me or not. One day, I had a realization I wasn't choosing healthy partners because I was unconsciously seeking out that same pattern of instability from my past. It scared me to be vulnerable and open up fully because I thought it would lead to heartbreak. That's when I knew I needed to do some serious work on myself. So, what's the takeaway? First, remember that understanding your attachment style is a huge step towards healing. You're not broken, you're simply operating based on learned patterns. Be kind to yourself and don't judge yourself for your reactions. Next, focus on building healthy relationships by setting clear boundaries, communicating openly, and prioritizing your own emotional well-being. It's a journey, but trust me, it's worth it. Ready to take action? I challenge you to journal about your experiences today. Reflect on a time when you felt anxious or avoidant in a relationship. What were the triggers? How did your body react? This can help you gain more self-awareness and start to break those old patterns. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it. And if you have any questions or want to share your own stories, hit me up on Instagram at Heal Your Attachment Style. I love connecting with all of you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of love and belonging.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.